So we just had a call from Susan in Mesa, and Rosie, she mentioned that about a month ago, you mentioned a used appliance store that you like to go to. So with the holidays and everything, sounds like she needs a new appliance or a used appliance.
Well, you know, that has changed a little bit over the last couple of years. There was a used appliance company that I used for years and years and years. Recently, like within the last 2 or 3 years, we have actually certified Bear Appliance Repair in the East Valley and Hussar Appliance Repair in the West Valley. And they have opened a service where they, when they're replacing equipment that they feel like can be reconditioned and made real usable again, I would start with those two companies, depending on where she lived in the valley, either Bear Appliance or Hussar. Rosie Certified Appliance Repair Companies. Let them know what you're looking for. And if you're not in a hurry, they may even be able to keep an eye out for it as they're repairing future products here in the next 3 to 6 months.
Go on some kind of waiting list.
Yeah.
And Bayer's actually in Tempe. I wouldn't call that East Valley. More like Central, South Central. I mean, it's all perspective. Depends on where you're located. They are at 2400 West Southern Avenue, and then Hussar is out in Buckeye. But both companies do travel in the metropolitan area.
They do. So excellent, excellent avenue for pursuing an appliance solution is finding one of these trusted companies, have found, determined is in still pretty good shape. As a matter of fact, we had Hussar at my mother's house. She was getting ready to replace a dishwasher, and she's got a nice one, a really nice one. And replacing that dishwasher would have been $1,300, $1,400, $1,500. But Hussar was able to put that Thermador dishwasher back together again, and she's just tickled to death. So thanks for that. They were able to kind of inventory what parts they needed, put it together, and she's good to go. So let's talk a little bit about minimizing this holiday stress that we've got coming up. Jennifer, I'm under a little bit of stress because we've got everybody coming in town, and I'm trying to think what kind of little treats do we need to have ready and waiting on the fireplace hearth with everybody's name on it. So to make time to think through that, we've got to set a time, a couple of hours, just to kind of get our notepads out and start taking notes about what their hobbies are and what they're doing, what they were involved in the last 6 months. And whatnot. And Bridges came up with three, I thought, really great tips on just generally organizing in general. And the first one, tip one, for organizing your life, make your bed every day.
We do that?
We do that.
That's funny you say that, because when I was reading the article yesterday and making notes, I put that down from Admiral Bill McRaven's speech in 2014 to UT about, you know, if you do that one task, it's accomplished. It just promotes you to accomplish more tasks throughout the day.
Have an official start to the day. Like, all right, here we go.
And, you know, Admiral McRaven's point was do it and do it so right, it's perfect. And then take that attitude to the next task.
Okay,
and the next task. And the next task. But when he published his book, which I want to say goes back about 5 or 6 years ago, when it came out, many bestsellers, I'll have friends recommend to me. You know, they know I love to read, so they'll recommend it. I haven't had a book come out where I had more people call me in like the first 2 weeks of, Rosie, you got to read this book. Rosie, you got to read this book. And it was a very good book, Make Your Bed Every Day by Admiral McRaven, a very good book. So it changes your outlook on life. You're not leaving that one messed up spot to ignore the rest of the day. You address it, you clean it up, you military tuck it, you fluff it, you tighten it up, and you walk away and go to the next task. And the room's set for the day. That goes a long way to what Bridges has to say about step number two, stow as you go. not necessarily waiting for the appropriate time to get to the filing that's piling up on your desk. Stow as you go.
I'm not good at that at all. My closet gets pretty bad during the week. My desk gets pretty bad during the week. I'm always in too darn big a hurry.
But, to get to the next thing.
But you do save time if you take care as you go. Romy's good at that.
And that applies a lot more to just that, too. I mean, dishes and laundry are two of the perfect examples. You know, if one dish is in the sink, there's 50 dishes in the sink. But if you take the dish, rinse it, put it in the dishwasher, and you never have that buildup, you know, then you just, it's a matter of then remembering to start it when it's full.
which is another reminder of the next point Bridges shares with us, is just do it right away. You know, stow as you go and do it right away. Don't wait until you find that magical 15 or 20 or 30 minutes that seem to never materialize. Just get to it right away. You know, it all seems very simple, but these are tips that have come from trained organizational consultants that if these three habits, make your bed every day, stow as you go, do it right away. You develop those habits, and it takes 21 days to develop a new habit. So you've got between now and Christmas to get these new habits all organized and set, and it will do a lot for your effectiveness, for your creativity, and for your ability to truly enjoy the holiday season. We'll be right back here at Roselle Now. So if you'd like to talk, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.